Bomerican's exciting news for 2024. Introducing our brand new bonus show platform. Accessing all the bonus content is now a breeze. You asked us, we listened. Visit TMOSstore.com, click on bonus, and voila! It's the seamless way to snag that fifth hour and show love for your favorite podcast. Thanks a bunch, and happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. And now, the best of O'Mara. Here's Rob.
Hey, that's me. Thank you, Dude Walker, and welcome to Best of the Mike O'Mara Show, Batmos, for Friday, December 29th, 2023, episode number 3200. And it is the last episode of the Mike O'Mara Show in calendar year 2023. Good riddance. In celebration of this epic fact, I've put a little more DJ reverb on my voice today so I sound more like a boss jock as I host these hand-selected segments of Best of. I know you're going to enjoy them. I enjoyed putting it together. And trust me, I've heard them before. I was there. But yeah, you're going to love it. So stick around today. We talk broadcasting equipment with Mike. And then a great saga. I will call it a saga. And never give a saga an even break. Of lottery scratch-off tickets. It's all of us at our greedy, shiftiest best. But let us start as we talk about one of the classic, wonderful, underlying themes of the entire run of the Mike O'Mara Show, and that, of course, is food. Here we talk about chocolate and, of course, something I am quite well known for, the emergency ham. Yes, at this time of year, you must have one. So please take my advice. Buy an emergency ham after you listen to this episode of the best of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mrs. O'Mara tonight will be going to a charity do. She's going to a charity do.
Just getting dressed, Ross.
We're just dressing. Thank you, Ross. Well, that's wonderful, Ross. When can you come over? She's going to a charity do with our babysitter, and I will be home with boys' night, with man's night.
Ooh.
And,
nice.
We'll be.
What do
we'll
men be, do when they're home alone?
I might take him out to, Din-Din. I might take him out to the local diner.
You've been there before. He likes that place, right?
He likes, stuff like that. And he also likes these new sneakers that we got him, which have the dial on the side, like Daddy's golf shoe. Have you seen the shoes
that have the dial thing?
It's kind of, and he likes that. And one of the other kids, his friend Donnie at school, had those shoes, and he wanted
them.
Hey,
Michael, how are you? Good to see you.
Which Donnie are you doing? Simpson. Oh, no, not Donnie Simpson. Thank you very much. But he's got, so we'll hang. I don't know. I'll plan something special. But what I said to Carla when she mentioned this to me this morning, and we'll see each other, obviously, before mm-hmm. she goes. I said, okay, what's going to be, what's happening at this little thing? She said, oh, they got a little cocktail and then hors d'oeuvres. Mm-hmm. And then Carmen and I will be going into dinner. And then they've got a silent and live auction. I said, okay.
Oh.
I said, hey, enjoy yourself. And remember one thing, you're not rich.
That's right.
It. That's what I wanted to share. Because, I think that the pressure sometimes of an auction can make people behave badly.
There's a true reason they serve cocktails before the auction.
Sure. We've done enough of them.
I've done the art auctions where people start fighting each other, but yes, I've never seen that in the auction side.
The auctions are, if you're a hyper-competitive person, you are immediately at a disadvantage in an auction
environment because
you don't want to lose. And that's why, I don't know what we used to have a place in Northern Virginia called Law's Auction, which was
there.
The auction house that was on the way to my home where we used to tape the Mike O'Mara Show.
Off 28?
Yeah, it was near the Psychic.
Yes.
Back
and
the
Yantas Usadas.
Near the Yantas Usadas, the used tires, and near some of the, what was the place called? Guapos.
Oh, yeah. Delicious Guapos. Lots of chicken places. Yeah.
Which, by the way, we don't have down here, and I would love to get a Guapos chicken. El Taco, where Jimmy Cerrito took me one time.
Klein's Freeze.
Yeah, Klein's Freeze.
Now gone.
Now no longer
Casa
there.
But
what's the other ice cream place, Rob, that's over off of 28?
I remember. You took me
there
once.
Is it Brennan's or something like that?
That sounds like it could be. I've only went there once because it was sort of one block off the beaten path.
They used to take.
They had a whale.
Yeah. I wish I got the name of
Carvel.
I wish. It's in Manassas, and all summer it had a line. It had a line of fat people. And I would go in there after work.
Hey, I would go in there. Here we go there. What are they going to get?
10 minutes left. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
You know, I don't want to tell this story unless I've got the right name for.
I'll look it up, Mike. I'll look it up.
The ice cream in Manassas, because this story is. When I was really, really working on getting super fat,
yes,
like ridiculously fat, this is what I would eat, you know, occasionally, and really for a while, not occasionally, was my regular thing. And it was a frozen kind of, I don't think it was custard. I think it was real ice cream that they had.
Well, Mike, was it Nathan's?
Nathan's. Yes. Nathan's, yes. Dairy Bar.
Exactly.
Thank you. Nathan's Dairy Bar.
8948 Mathis Avenue, Manassas, Virginia.
That's it, Mathis Avenue, the road paralleling 28. So that's what it was. So Nathan's Dairy Bar was up from the Law's Auction House, and they used to take, they had a mint chocolate chip milkshake. And the way they accomplished this was they had mint ice cream, that soft serve mint.
Yeah.
Or I think they flavored the vanilla with mint.
Right.
Is somehow. They had a syrupy goo.
Sprinkles of mint or?
No. They had the goo mint syrup.
Maybe it was a bit of creme de menthe that they drizzle on top. No?
I don't know what. No, because it had more minty, sugary taste than that. And then they took magic shell. And they would put the magic shell in the milkshake. Magic shell is what they put on a dip cone. To make the hard chocolate candy.
It's a chocolate syrup that has a little bit of a wax in it. So
yeah,
when it cools,
it's hard.
Yeah.
But I should really talk like this when I'm describing it. So I would ask for extra chocolate chips.
Oh, a double dip.
Which means they would double dip the chocolate in there. So it was just really.
It was ice cream in a candy bar, basically. Yeah. It was,
you know,
so.
Mike,
delicious.
As you began to describe it, I hearken back. Do you remember one time it was during a spring broadcast from your living room that afterwards we broadcast early and we all drove up to Baltimore and went to an Orioles game?
Yeah.
And we were pretty handy with the beer because you and I had a driver.
Was it at Orioles or Nationals?
It was an Orioles game, I believe.
Okay.
I believe it was Orioles Red Sox. I think that's why we drove up there for it. Would that make sense?
Was with us.
Well, I know that RJ was there because he was our driver. And I think a former business manager might have been along.
You guys did
wasn't
go,
girl
you,
was girl with us too.
Girl might have come. Yeah,
you went to.
I think it was
game.
Nationals. I think it was the Nationals.
But on the way home,
hot, right? Super hot.
It was hotter than it should have been for the springtime. And on the way back, because you and I were properly prepped with beer, we started talking food, and that's when you first described to me the Nathan's mint chocolate chip milkshake, and you said,
"Oh, I wish I could have one right now."
And you said,
refreshing.
"RJ, before we go home." Let's go to Nathan's.
Nathan's,
and we did.
Yes.
And it
and
was, amazing.
It was so good. And the reason I bring that up is between shows, we taped two today, I went into the refrigerator and it's like,
you're forging.
I go, no. Fruit bar.
No.
So I had an apple.
What kind of apple?
Down that is.
What variety?
That's the fact that I don't know should tell you all you need
red
to know.
Red or green?
It was a red apple. It was a red apple in March. That's all you need to know. It's genetically engineered apple.
That's what I was going to say. It's a Braeburn shit apple.
Right. It's a Braeburn shit apple. It's as hard as a cue ball.
Same thing happened to me last night. I got so mad. So mad. And Shannon was sleeping already. It was like 11:30 at night. I was like, you know what? Oh, why can't we just buy food that we all want to eat?
Right.
Isn't that great? Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be amazing? Wouldn't it be phenomenal?
Brand,
yeah, and the like, seeds and the berries and nuts where you buy
that. Oh,
what am I
knows.
Living with? A fucking squirrel here? What's going on?
if I see another almond, and I don't mind them, but if I see them in every pantry, what are we going to do with those?
Yeah. And by the way, when you go to my mother-in-law's house, there are seeds, and my sister's house, there are seeds and nuts in the freezer. It's like, God, don't want them to perish. You know, I mean, if a squirrel can dig a hole in a tree and put it in there, what's perishable about it?
Dig a hole in a tree.
Thank you very much.
I throw my sneakers on, jeans, and a shirt. And
this is so hot.
I'm going to walk to Wawa.
There you go.
To get a meal, right?
Yeah.
All right. Can we do something before you tell you? I'd like to do this. Yes. You may have trouble with it, Oscar, and I wouldn't be surprised. I know Rob won't.
Right.
But we've done variations on this. I'm just in the mood because
all right.
this helps me compensate for not putting stuffing my face with bad food, and I'm having a real tough time this week. So I want to do
snack.
Let's
attack.
Do this. Let's be reasonable and realistic.
Okay.
As far as space is concerned. Okay. So you're going to have a space component, but our perfect refrigerator and pantry.
Okay.
All right. Pantry being the little closet you have
food
where
closet.
You put your food stuff. What do you want to start? Because I know you'll be probably good at it. You know why you're going to be good at it? Because you'd probably be the one that has the closest to, you know, what you'd want.
You get
in
what
there,
you want.
Although, you know, but in your dream refrigerator,
right,
where you've got everything you want, what would be in there?
Dream refrigerator, the things that I of course you have to have milk, butter, eggs. I would say two kinds
That's
of cheese.
That's the staples. I'm two talking kinds about of cheese. The foodstuffs that you would have as a treat, but also as a go-to if you were hungry and you wanted to eat, you know, a meal or something.
Well,
like
we've
that.
Talked in the past about my emergency ham, and this is the air time of year for the emergency ham. And it needs to
you
be
have
revisited.
An emergency
I
ham.
Don't have one now, but the next time I go to Costco, I will pick up at least one and maybe two. And here's the strategy
is that a frozen,
by them.
One, two. Frozen emergency
no,
ham.
No, it is what I believe the varietal might be Easy Carve, capital E, capital Z, Carve. And you see a ham that has been packaged and ready for home use.
So it's right, like you put it in the refrigerator where you can just carve a slice of ham off.
But it's sealed. And so it keeps. And you check
What do you mean it's sealed? How is it sealed?
It's wrapped and it's vacuum packed in plastic. So it can stay in your fridge sometimes for a month, month and a half.
Well, what do you do when you want to carve a slice off and then you got to reseal it?
No, you don't. What you do is this is the emergency ham that primarily its first tour of duty will be a dinner. Where you unseal it and bake it and then serve it.
A regular ham.
You cook for four.
Yeah.
And when you bake it, what you're talking about is really
just warming it. And then you have it as leftovers.
It's already cooked.
But I know that for a fact.
I could go for a big slab of ham right now.
Ham is great. It really, really is.
Just carve me off a big slab of ham and I'll eat it with my hands.
The only ham I know is honey-baked ham.
Well, that's the same type of ham. Yeah, same kind of ham.
But this is not a pre-sliced ham.
It's like a fancy ham.
You see, well, no, it's not fancy. You see, what happens is the honey-baked is fancy because it's pre-sliced. It's spiral-sliced. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you're paying for cost. And also, it's going to not have the shelf life, or in this case, refrigerator life, of a ham that is sealed and ready to go.
What is going on now?
Just give me a second. Go ahead. Talk about
1-800-GET-HAMS.
Ruck-a-row.
Ruck-a-row. Hey, could you pick us up a ham tonight?
Pick up ham?
Yeah, ham, like a real ham, like a full cooked ham.
I can do that.
Just a, you know, half a ham. What size, Rob, to fit in the refrigerator?
I would say are you convenient to a Costco, Carla?
Are you near a Costco?
Oh, see, I talk and she hangs
Who's
up.
Calling
well, that's
me
real
from
nice.
Arlington. Okay. Carla, just pick up a ham. Thank you. I love you. Goodbye.
Go to Costco, Carla.
All right. This is a random call from Virginia.
Scam likely.
Hello. Hello. There you go.
Robo.
Arlington,
Don't
Virginia.
Don't even have the nuts. The
phantom. That's the of Arlington.
You f***ing up my radio show, Arlington. Let's call back and see what
No. They're
going
to confirm it's your number. Then you get on a list.
He's already on a list.
Get off the list.
What do you mean I'm on a list? If they call me, I'm on a list anyway.
Yeah. The list of people show. Who are awesome. That's right. What it is.
Why did you call, Nana?
Thank you for calling Lifeline Screening.
Lifeline Screening. Lick my f***ing Irish
Wow.
Thank you very much. Jesus Christ, Lifeline Screening. You know what? A couple of years ago, up in Manassas, remember when I got the blood work done?
Yeah, yeah.
Where they checked my arteries and stuff like that, and then they call and they hang up, those pricks.
Wouldn't it have been great if you called back and they answered, honey-baked ham?
That would be great. All right, so back to your ham. I'm
that's
sorry. That
was that's all right.
That really, really killed my buzz. This is semi-food porn.
Is a ham sandwich... Just a big piece of ham and then the sandwich?
No, well, I also keep, you want to have some lunch meat ready to go. And
well, that's a different story. The ham sandwich would be better with sliced ham. Okay. If you get it at the deli counter. Yeah, okay.
Deli right, counter? So,
but Rob takes ham to a different level because he's getting a whole f***ing wheel
but you see,
of ham.
But it's not, these ones, these are sort of, I mean, they've made it so easy for the consumer. You're looking at a ham that's only like 4 or 5 pounds. I mean, that's not a huge one.
And you heat it?
Yeah, and there's no bone.
And what do you do? What do you do after you have it for the main meal, which will leave you about half of it left?
Yeah, then you have it in the fridge, usually covered, I would say maybe on a plate, covered with foil, and then you can attack it slice by slice.
Then why do you call it, if you're going to serve it for a meal, then why do you call it the emergency ham?
Because the ham is there, ready to go. You can have it ready to serve from fridge to plate in an hour. That's a meal that's ready to go.
It's a backup meal for another meal.
Yeah, it is. Like
even baking.
Yes, of course. Warm it in an hour.
Emergency ham.
It's the emergency ham. And you mix that
better with that in my refrigerator. That's going on my refrigerator.
Just in case.
Today.
It's like a 401k.
Yeah, yeah, and you do that. And while that's cooking, maybe throw a couple spuds in the microwave and have a baked potato with it. And then, you know, maybe a can of string beans and you got a meal ready to go in less than an hour. Less than an hour.
Now, why are you making a nasty face there? What's
because
the matter with that?
I feel like if you're going to make a baked potato, that's something that could be fun. You could put like something
it's
nice on
it. It's probably one of the funnest foods to make, the baked potato.
I disagree. I was
mocking him. He said, I feel baked potato could be fun.
So I've never, my mom didn't
mashed.
Make.
Yeah, but that's a little more work intensive.
My mom never made a baked potato growing up. She would always just make the mashed potatoes.
How do you say potato in Bolivian?
God damn.
1 week salary.
you know what? Come back to me. Come back to me. Papa. Papas fritas. Right, so papa. Quieres un poco de papa la mancaña? Papa puré.
Adorable. Adorable.
That's lovely.
But if you're going to. And also, you know what? A baked potato, if you're not a baked potato fan, to properly do a baked potato where you really want to do it is you get it, you wash it, you don't touch the skin at all, give it a little olive oil, salt, pepper, and bake it like that in the oven. You don't wrap it in foil or anything. And that's a truly great baked potato because then the skin will crisp up. And then
well, how would you make them if you were doing your quick dinner?
If you're doing, I would still salt and pepper them and put them in the microwave, and that's okay.
Microwave.
That'll cook
how
it.
How long do you have to put a baked potato in the microwave?
Great question.
6 to 7 minutes, depending on the size of the potato. Then check it
and
for
then
tenderness.
Eat it as, and by the way, if you're listening at home, and eat it as fast as you can.
As you can, with lots of pepper.
Before the ham.
Seriously,
Christ.
You microwave a fucking baked potato, you're not going to be able to eat it for like 13 hours.
Yeah, but you'll warm your kitchen.
The top roof of your mouth comes down.
They're great for hot stone massages.
Yes.
What next in your refrigerator?
I would say based on the ham, then I would also have to have some sort of sliced lunch meat, something ready to go from
all right,
the deli.
Lunch meat, that's fine.
And okay, I'd say like roast beef, ham is a good one, turkey's a good one, and because of that, you're going to want to have cheese.
Yeah.
I have two kinds of cheese. I would say some cheddar type of cheese, and I'm not so much like the Kraft singles. I'm not a fan of those, but like sliced American cheese from the deli is good. Cheddar, provolone is a big worker.
I'm
in my
with
house.
You as far as if you really want cheese, like to go on a sandwich, get it sliced at the deli. Don't
it makes
get
a big
the pre-done crap. Mm-hmm. It's,
I used to do that, and then after a while, I felt like I got too much cheese.
Yeah,
like, I'd never
like a little mouse.
I'd go back and say, oh man, I wasted half that pound of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
How did you waste it?
It can't happen.
Because you got rid of it?
I wouldn't get
to it. Well,
buy it
a quarter pound
at
a time.
Rob, let me explain the concept of waste. It's not consumed. It's not eaten. In certain houses, food doesn't get eaten.
What?
That's it. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. All right, get to your good stuff. I want to go to your freezer.
Okay, the freezer, you have to have ice cream. You have to have vanilla ice cream. And we've discussed this before.
Generic vanilla, but yeah, because, I mean, it's the real treat ice creams.
The real treat ice cream.
What do you hide from the kids?
Oh, well, I can't hide anything. Anything
do you keep candy in your freezer?
I don't, but I do keep candy in the pantry.
Well, see, I like candy in the freezer.
You can't freeze. Like right
rules.
Now, what about jelly beans? You can't freeze jelly beans.
And I'm talking about the chocolate
like
candy,
Kit-Kat
like
bar.
Reese's peanut butter and Kit Kats.
No. I don't freeze them.
Mike, have you had the Reese's sticks?
You mean with the cookie in the middle?
Yes.
Yeah, they're pretty good, actually. They're not
freeze
bad.
Those.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. But I better not go to Costco today. I'm going to send Carl out for the ham. That's
don't you it. Think that peanut butter cups, the texture is compromised when they're frozen?
No, it's
even
enhanced.
Better. It's even better.
Oh,
it's
I don't know
10
about
times
that.
Better. Oh, it's absolutely. A frozen Reese's peanut butter cup is infinitely better than a
I
regular
actually
Reese's.
Think,
well, I say a frozen Milky Way is vastly improved because it
probably.
Changes the texture
think,
of the nougat.
I think all chocolate candy bars are better
this
if
is,
they're frozen.
This is how highly I think of candy that's frozen. Yeah. If someone will do that at work, and I see them going to the freezer to throw in candy,
mm-hmm.
I think that they've actually taken the time to figure out, like, what's the best way to consume this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, they're a smarter person.
You eat it slower. You eat it slower if it's frozen. Yeah. Just by its very nature, you eat it slower, and maybe that has something to do with it. I find that the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, one of the great candies, when it's room temperature, it's too mucky.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like
I think
that
I think you're going to lose some of the complex flavor of the peanut butter if it's too cold.
No. Trust me, I love the frozen Pony, candy.
How do you like your chocolates?
I love a Reese's peanut butter cup probably more than anything, and I'll have it either warm or cold. I did once
piping hot.
I watched a guy at the Dick's Sporting Goods where I worked buy a double pack of Reese's peanut butter cups, walk around the store, and then try to return it because it melted, and it was so weird.
What a dick.
Am I missing something here?
Okay, I tuned out when he said someone bought peanut butter cups at a sporting goods store.
I tuned out when he said he likes it either way.
Maddie, what do you think?
So as we have established, I am a psychopath. I don't really like candy, so I'm out. God.
Why don't you like candy?
It's just so artificial, the flavor to me, and it way too
sugary. Do you like
sugary.
Any confection of any kind? Do you like any sweets of any kind?
Yeah, I love desserts, like cakes and...
What about when they would send huge boxes of chocolates to the mayor's mansion?
Well, the chocolate, that was real chocolate.
Oh, okay.
It's not like candy bar chocolate. That's gross.
What's the difference?
Well, chocolates do have different personalities. Yeah. I mean, for example, Hershey's chocolate is very different than Cadbury.
Chocolates have different personalities. That is a fat man statement right there.
Yeah, but you're not arguing it.
No, I'm not. No.
Because like bunny chocolate.
On a Kit Kat, the chocolate on a Kit Kat is going to taste different than the chocolate that you have on a Reese's peanut
flavor
butter.
Flavor profiles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally different, but not personality.
No, personality, flavor but profiles. You see, if you say personality, that also includes texture. Like the amount of wax that's made Easter bunny.
A Toblerone? That's a real chocolate.
Maddie might even like that. A Toblerone is such pure chocolate.
I do like
that
Toblerone.
When they sat down at some company and they said, hey, how do we really f*** the people at the mini bar? Let's make Toblerone and charge them $9.
I would say seriously that Maddie's right about the fact that there is a synthetic quality to all big candy bars like Milky Ways, Kit Kats. There's that. It's not just.
However,
if you taste it, the first taste of like a Reese's that's not frozen would be one of what's that? It's like a preservative. It's like a chemical.
But if you go to like a proper just single Hershey bar. That is just the standard Hershey chocolate, no almonds or anything.
It still would have a chemical component because of the mass-produced nature.
Maybe it's because of the way I was brought up or what I had as a youth. But
getting any food you wanted.
Anything I wanted. Yes, that's how it was.
Because of the way you were brought up.
He's from a broken home. Give him bowls of pudding.
Well, he's been there in front of the set for 12 hours. And Bob says, bring him a bag of candy and we can go back to the restaurant.
But I think even if you put it up against expensive chocolate, I think pure Hershey's chocolate is that's my baseline for chocolate flavor. That's what I like.
See, that my baseline for chocolate flavor would be a real like Swiss chocolate bar, one of the expensive ones that you get that have less preservatives.
I think we talked about maybe a decade ago, but the little elephant chocolates, do you remember that? Did you ever have that?
My father. You mean elephant chocolates like for Christmas?
Or the ones that they drop at the circus?
My father would come home
Oh my God, that wasn't chocolate. No!
My father would come home from his international trips, or he was coming back from Switzerland or something.
Yes, where elephants are held in high esteem.
He would have this chocolate that was probably the best chocolate in the world, but we hated it
because
we were used to regular chocolate.
Yeah.
You were used to Americanized, synthetically produced with chemical preservatives chocolate bars.
And it had a little elephant on it as its logo. And we're like, these are the worst.
Yeah. I mean, I think that like anything else, you would have preservatives in all the mass-produced candy bars. That's probably the way it would be, I would think. What are you looking for there?
We had some chocolates brought...
An elephant sound. All right. Thank you.
Never mind.
Thank you. All right. Back to your freezer real quick. Freezer what would you put in it?
Also in the freezer, I don't eat them because I can't eat peanut butter. The kids have Uncrustables all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I know Oscar is a big Uncrustables fan.
Never got them. Mm-hmm.
And those are another thing that are frozen, and they're designed to be frozen, so they thaw in your
lunch
pail.
What about your go-to like ice cream that's not in the regular refrigerator?
Always Ben & Jerry's. Always Ben & Jerry's.
Ben & Jerry's.
Always the first. I mean, there's others that I'll fool around with, but the one I come home to is always Cherry Garcia.
The regular cherry, not frozen yogurt.
No.
But frozen yogurt works.
Yeah, it's
frozen
okay.
Heath Bar Crunch frozen yogurt from Ben & Jerry's works for me.
They do. Ben & Jerry's does make a good frozen yogurt, but when you look at a proper, perfect balance of chocolate and cherry and flavor, Cherry Garcia has never been topped. Although Chunky Monkey is very good, too.
I found the name of the elephant chocolate.
Yeah?
What is it?
It's called Cote de Oro, which is a Belgian chocolate owned by the Montelez International Company.
You have a picture of it?
Yeah, I have a picture. Here you go.
Does that mean Gold Coast?
Ooh.
Oh, look at that.
Spell it for me, Oscar.
It's C-O-T-E-D. Yeah,
it would be Gold Coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Gold Coast.
Mm-hmm. Because it has the little hat on the O.
Since 1883, and my dad would bring just bars of this home.
That'd be stale.
And we were like, This looks dusty.
It's and made from ivory.
See, that to me looks high-end, though. It looks high-end.
It probably was. We're just rube immigrant kids that just wanted M&Ms.
Cote d'Oro, a producer of Belgian chocolate. Belgian, the best chocolate in the world. Mm-hmm. Owned by Mondelez International. Cote d'Oro was founded in 1883. And let me see. Referring to the old name of contemporary Ghana. The source of many of the cocoa beans used in the chocolate manufacturing. It's just that's super duper duper high end.
You didn't respect it.
Doing what you do with fine art nowadays.
And fine
you're going
food.
To the Avengers instead of seeing a fine film.
Right.
Fine. Your
old man's
film.
Bringing your old man's bringing you the Rolls Royce of chocolate. You're like, Dad.
Boo.
Dad. Where's my Mars bar? Stuff looks awesome.
Yeah, I wow. remember it was.
How much is it? Can you order it?
I don't.
Yep.
Probably can.
You can order it on that.
Let's send some
person.
To Mike.
Yeah.
Man, let me see. Cote milk chocolate with whole hazelnut, 7 ounces, $9.99.
I can't go wrong.
This candy bar.
It's like buying blow.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Hazelnut. Hazelnut.
Then they have a Cote, and this says, it's O-R. Do you pronounce that Oro? Is that that?
Oro but I mean,
it's
O-R-O. It's,
Cote d'Or
I believe
chocolate.
That's actually French, what their title
Cote
is.
Cote d'Or.
D'Oro.
There's a package you can get, like with the regular milk chocolate bar. It's $22.99, and I'm seeing how many are in it. Pack of three, f*** off. All right, that's enough of that.
Look at you.
Package of three candy bars for $22?
We hate the Belgians.
Jesus Christ. God, all right. You know, come on.
What a greedy people.
Oh, my
Pull
God.
Pull some people's the fat out of the fire in WW2 and they bone you by charging $22.99.
I don't know that they were
mother
all helpful.
Candy bars? What the hell is that about?
You Brussels.
We are back with Bot Moss, and it's me. It's R-O-double-B. And I have to be perfectly frank with you. I don't remember these segments, but I had a blast listening to them. Apparently, during an episode of the regular show, Oscar brought in, because he bought them. Nice save. He bought $100 worth of high dollar lottery scratch-off tickets. Apparently, he was drinking and he bought them, but he didn't scratch them. Don't want to scratch them because they'll get infected. But anyway, he had these tickets on the regular show and we did not scratch them. Then later on came the bonus show and the topic reared its ugly head and we decided that we could conceivably scratch these on the bonus show and share the excitement with the listeners. But it's not just a matter of scratching the tickets. There's a lot of negotiating and possibilities and things going on. So let us begin this saga of the lottery scratch-off tickets on the best of the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is continued from the regular show. We are taping our bonus show today, and Oscar earlier in the week was coming in with lottery tickets.
It was
scratch-off
tickets. The Wednesday show. The Wednesday
was,
show.
Was it? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's $100 worth of scratch-off
tickets. You sure about that, Rob?
I checked the calendar, and you know what it said? It
I
said,
think you're wrong. I think it was Tuesday.
No, it said Wednesday.
Tuesday.
With a total win, the possible winnings of $15 million.
Well, every card has the possibility of, what, $10 million? And
yeah, but if you look at, so in front of us right now, and again, it should be noted that Mr. Mike O'Mara, between recordings, has come into this broadcast with a completely different energy.
Yeah, like he went and repaired to another room and mentally prepared himself for what was about to
Let
happen.
Let me tell you what I was doing, all right, between shows today.
You took your time. I know
took
that
your
something
sweet
went on.
Time.
I called the pain management center where I'm going to
gambling hotline?
a same day doctor's visit to see about getting the needle for the old backy back, right?
Right.
So down here, all right, so they have multiple locations. As they always do.
Sure, because it's a franchise, right?
Because good for them, right? But to be honest with you, I looked it up online. I got two appointments. I got one guy I'm supposed to go to next week that I've went to before.
Yes.
Where are you at?
Are you coming back so, Tuesday?
Did you cross the street?
Are you back? Can I? Let me just say what.
Yeah, please. Say your piece
so
and
I,
ring off.
So between shows, I call the, I go to the website. I said, well, I'm going same day, so I'll get my medical records from some of the other expensive procedures I've had done.
Right.
And have them sent to the new pain guy because he can look at my results and see what's going on, right? And so I do that. And then I look and I say, okay, they have a main fax number. And on their website, what they don't have is an individual fax number for the office that I'm going to. So I said, well, that's not on the website, but maybe I'll call the main number
right.
and see what happens. So I call the main number and clink, can you please hold? And then I'm holding for 10 minutes.
That kind of urgency when they pick up, they're obviously swamped.
They get back on and I say, do you have an individual fax number for this particular office I'm going to? I have a same day appointment. I think it's important to get my records over to this doctor before he sees me. No, we don't. We do them all electronically. I said, oh, that should be fine. He said, well, I said, why was the well? Well, we have a number of faxes that we're dealing with today electronically. I said, yeah. Okay. So I'm sending him this to this particular doctor.
It's an effing email.
Yeah.
For some reason, she tells me how many she has. Are you ready for how many?
Yeah.
In the land of the frail down here.
Where
everybody's little pain. I'm trying to get back to being a studly golfer. Thank you very much. All right. I just want to get out on the course. That's all. 136 faxes this morning that she was dealing with. With that said, the same thing is, well, I am sending it to this particular doctor. He doesn't have 136 people coming to visit him today. I am just, so that's what I dealt
hey,
with.
Hey,
that's
you know what?
Where
I don't
my
care.
Energy
hey,
was.
Hey, Buzz Burbank, why don't you do that on your own time and let us do our thing here on our time?
Hey, Mr. Quad, I was talking to my doctor in between shows, Mr. Nad. That's Mike, what I was doing.
Let me come to your side.
By the way, the name I believe is Enrique Perez.
I don't
is
buy
it, is it Dr. Perez?
Yeah, it's Dr. Perez.
Dr. Perez.
Is doctor in quotation marks?
He just joined the practice. That's the guy you want to get because that's the guy that
young
has
and hungry.
Otherwise, it's like, and by the way, you go to these offices, oh my God. It's like me. I just want to get fixed. I want to get fixed like a football player on the sideline. Give me the needle. Get me out on the first
Friday
team.
That's
all I want.
Mike, let me advocate for you for a moment. Even if she did get a 236 faxes, which are emails,
right.
really, because an electronic fax is just an email, mm-hmm. she should be able to handle it because that's their job.
Don't tell people how hard your job is sending emails.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, that's why I have the backup. Thank you very much.
Good.
I have the appointment next week. If I love this guy, I cancel
redundancies.
It. If I don't, I go. Redundancies. Hey,
you know what?
That's how you
that's
do
key.
It. That's how I roll, baby.
That's how we roll too, Mike, because we've got two of the same lottery tickets.
Four. We have two of each.
Yes.
Two
pairs. All right, here's what I think. And I'm gonna Rob, please help me.
Okay.
All right. Don't,
all right.
Because I want you here's what I want you to do, Rob. All right.
Okay.
I want you to pretend that you are a degenerate gambler, which I know you're not. I know that you don't. You look at it as throwing your money away, and I understand that.
But I enjoy
and I respect
it. You know
that.
What? I enjoy gambling. I do.
You enjoy gambling, but at this particular, here's what I think for the show would be best.
All right.
And I'm not talking about for the entertainment value. I'm talking about for the three amigos.
Right.
Yes.
Right here. I think it would be.
I'm Chevy Chase.
It would be wonderful if we took Oscar's $100 and we defrayed 2/3 of the cost of that $100. And then if we hit the big winner today, the three of us split it equally. I think that's the fair way to do it. I think that is the way to, that is the way that Oscar defrays 2/3 of his cost. And it's also the way that this is the most important part, Oscar, before you weigh in. The most important thing, if he happens to hit the big winner,
right,
we all experience the exact same level of joy. And that's why I want to do it this way, because if we don't, if you hit, if we like have some conjuring little financial arrangement.
What do you mean? What's conjuring here? It's very clear.
Just listen to me. If we have some other arrangement, I don't speak for Rob, but I speak for me. I would be miserable. I would be very miserable. And I am a gambler. You can only be a degenerate gambler when you think that those tickets in front of you have, I think they have a significant chance of winning money today.
Why do you think that?
Because I'm a degenerate gambler. It's okay. The same reason every time I pull the lever, I think, hey, here comes the big winner. And then sometimes, as I proved when I was in Las Vegas, sometimes it's easy to grin because your ship does come in. And I know, by the way, that you're a thoughtful and generous sort, but this is not...
My logic for these being winners is because I don't usually play these type of games.
Right.
And as we've all noted...
I don't either.
As we've all noted...
You're not a big scratcher guy. You gotta be true about that.
When you hear the people that win these games outside of this one little town in Massachusetts...
Yes.
That it's usually the person's like, just give me one of those guys, and they get
Give me a scratcher.
They get to... Yeah. They don't have a 401k, and then they have a 401k all of a sudden.
You know... It to me has always been a wonderful Christmas gift.
Yeah, it's great.
Stocking stuffer.
Cool. I think it's a great stocking stuffer. Lottery tickets are a fun gift.
What's that one show that we all love? Patton is the narrator.
The Goldbergs.
The Goldbergs, the mother.
Yeah, Wendy McClendon Covey.
Yes. 2 years ago, I remember being at one of the executive producers' homes when my family lived
I remember when you went out to visit Bumblebee.
When we're in Los Angeles, Hollywood. He said that she was so sweet. That at the end of shooting, she went out and bought $10,000 worth of scratchers and gave it to the entire cast.
The crew, yeah.
Right.
And crew. That's
fun. Somebody usually the odds are pretty good that somebody in that group is going to win.
Somebody's going to win. So, right. And that's just an anecdote.
Right.
My offer on the table on Wednesday's program was this. You, Mike O'Mara, would get paid first. For example, I spent $100, and if I win $100, you get that money back first, and then you get 20% of the winnings past that. I am taking most of the risk on because I've already laid out the $100. And I don't get, if we win $100, you get paid, and I'm still out $100. But if we win, let's say $500.
Or $1,000.
Or $1,000, you still get your $100, and then you get 20% of the $900.
Right.
Now
I hate that arrangement.
There was no counter to that from you.
The counter was going to be this, and now that I've had time to think of it,
right?
That's perfectly fine, and it could be somebody might accept that. What that takes away from me is the entire thrill of the scratcher, which is the thrill of the potential big win, and 20%
of $10 million
$10 million is a lot of money.
$2 million,
but it would be. But I and do you understand? You saw the movie Casino, right?
Yeah.
You understand when he says he doesn't think of it as winning $5,000. He thinks of it as losing $500,000 if he was gambling more.
Right.
That is the mind of the, and that is the mind of the degenerate gambler, which I am, which means there is no way I would ever accept those terms.
I have a question.
Not because it would be like, I don't look at it. I look at it as gambling. I look at it, I'd rather put up money that I can't get back with the upside potential being the big win. Yeah,
already put up the money is what I'm saying.
But I'm saying you're not putting up the money if I defray it. And I would be willing to either go in 2/3 with Rob Spiewak or 50-50 with you and give you $50.
Yeah, but I don't think you're understanding the math. And Rob, please.
I totally understand the math.
Well, no.
I'm telling you, I don't have the upside. And 20% of 50 million does not excite me. And I'm not going to.
I'm curious about one question, Oscar. And you've laid it out very clearly, and we all understand it. But
yeah, we all understand it. He's pretending I don't get it.
Is that offer exclusive to Mike?
Wait, before we get there.
Okay.
I'm open to other bids, which I did not know exist.
I know where Rob's going with this, and that's going to piss me off even more. If Rob takes the deal,
everybody wait. First, just calm down.
The first 25 cents between shows, there was a side deal made within the deal.
This one is
sometimes
set in stone.
When time passes, people will make offers.
Right.
Maddie from the control room said, I will give you the quarter, because no one else had a quarter here. to scratch as long as I'm made whole first for my quarter.
Okay.
And that's all she wants. So we got 25. We're negative 25 cents as we speak.
All right. I will give Maddie 50 cents back.
Big right winner. Now.
Yeah, just doubled her money.
All right. Maddie, thank you. Thank you. You are now out of the equation. Thank you very much.
I was just curious, right. Oscar, with this the offer
you
that
you just bought out her 25 cents.
I bought her because I just don't even want to have her in the discussion.
Okie dokie, let's continue this Scratcher saga. And by the way, if you're logging this show or making a transcript, the NQ was just okie dokie. Spell it however you want. This is part two of the lottery ticket, the Scratchers saga. I believe this is when Carla gets involved. And again, Oscar keeps trying to make deals and Mike and I are trying to undercut each other. None of us look good in this segment. Very greedy. And we get closer to the actual scratching. So stay tuned. It's the best of the Mike O'Mara Show.
So you made this offer to Mike that he poo-pooed. I was wondering if the same terms would stand for, say, $150 buy-in, make me whole first, and 25%.
Oh, wait. You're willing to pay... You're willing to put $125 into
$150. Right.
For 25%.
But you make me whole first.
And Mike's offer...
Mike's 120 and 20%.
Oh. No, that's not... Hold on. Don't say it like I accepted it.
No, that was
I
the one that was on the table. Offer. Yeah.
My offer, if you want to know, my offer is a non-refundable $50 buy-in. For a 100%, and I'm not made whole first, we split whatever the winnings are, 50-50. So I'm not buying in to be made whole first. I am buying in for a non-refundable $50.
But you're taking on the risk with me.
Taking the full risk with you.
Are you willing to go to 200 for 25%? You get made whole first. So if we went $200.
I think 200 will require 30%.
Holy shit. I did not see this coming. Oh my God.
So think of that. I mean, 70% is a lot of money.
The odds of that's a very, as someone who knows these scratchers, the odds of Rob Spiewak getting that money back are very small.
But I mean, as is the case anytime you gamble, house always wins.
Anytime you gamble. Rob, what would you say, though, to. We'll do the math. For $100, it would be...
Everyone would pay $33.33, and one person would have to pay an extra... I'd pay the extra penny.
So it'd be $33. You and I would pay $33.
I don't want the sharks working together. I want to work with one shark exclusively. Either Mike
I'll
or
tell you, all right,
or Rob.
You know what? I will cover your cost of the lottery tickets. And...
Now you're paying $100 for half interest?
$100 for 50%.
I'll give you $120 for half of it.
This is
you know what?
This
not
is
gonna
nuts.
Happen.
This is crazy. I can't believe. You taking your offer off the table?
Yeah, if he's a, I'm not going. No, because he knows Rob thought I'd get motivated to jack it up, and I'm calling his. bluff.
Now I have leverage all over again because you're out,
right?
And it's just me and you, Rob.
Just you and me.
This
that's
is
$120.
Fucking awesome.
No,
Rob
I'm is taking $100.
$200 for 10%. Oh. Take it or leave it.
Well, I'll leave that.
I'm all alone.
That's well, no, you see, we had
bet.
Yeah, I was at 100, and you were very close to giving me 25.
I was because we had two offers on the table. Now we have one, and I still hold all the cards.
Well, no, you don't hold all my money though.
True.
So, I mean, I can back out at any time.
I will give you.
I thought no, you're getting back in, Mr. Wonderful.
He's jumping
I'm
in.
I will give you $150 for 100% of the cards. They're not even, you don't own. I'll buy your cards for $150.
Ooh, that's solid. That's a solid bet.
That's a guarantee, no risk, plus 50% back.
You make $50.
No, you don't make, well, yeah, you make 50 like off, right off the bat.
Right.
Anything on those scratches belongs to me.
Is there anything in the control room?
Tony's betting that he can get his headset to work.
By the way, that's throwing away $50 as far as I'm concerned.
I
and technically throwing away $150.
Okay. I'm going to say no to whatever Pony just said because he can't push a button. That's a hard no.
Pony kept hitting the button that said max bet. He didn't. He did not hit his control room button. He just
right.
Are you? Is there a final? What's your best and final? Rob Spiewak.
Best and final.
Rob isn't serious. I know that for a fact.
Well, you don't know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're trying to leverage me.
I know you better
me
than you know. I know you better than you know you.
I knew that you were going to come back in after you'd bailed out.
Yeah, I know you did. But I didn't come back in with the offer you wanted.
I will give you my.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
What would make me happiest?
It's not about you, though.
I know it's not about me, but
you said it was about us at the beginning of the show.
What would really make me happiest would be, because, you know, to be honest with you, even if I say bought yours for $150 and I won big,
yes, mm-hmm.
It's not going to make me happy. Really, I'm serious about that. What would make me happy is if we kind of shared the risk, all three of us. That to me would be, and I know the listeners would prefer that.
There's a magical value to that.
No, there's a magical value to
but
that.
But there would also be magical to get all the money.
Look, gentlemen, the odds of these being winners are slim to none.
Hey, let me see one of them. I'm not going to scratch anything. Okay. Let me see one of them. Because they used to print the odds on the back of the card. The original scratchers were usually about 1 in 4.35 that you would win something.
Right.
So
this guy is 1 in 3.
The 1 in 3?
The 50X is 1 in 3. Look at the very bottom. That's where it says.
Okay. This is 1 in 2.97. So roughly 1 in 3, there will be
some
payoff.
Sort of winner.
Right. Could be $2.
Actually, the odds are better. I think my...
Yeah, but I think the odds are
best and final is, for me, I'm going to need $200 from one of the sharks for 20%.
You see, here's the thing that we need to step back, Mike. As we step back and look.
And you get paid back first.
That's the only thing.
That same offer to make whole. I don't like
that. That's the only thing that makes this valuable, but you have to realize at the core of it, he's just buying lottery tickets, something you or I could do. I could go down.
I could send Carla out right now and get the same value of lottery tickets.
At face value.
And we could do it. We could do a competition.
But I have them right now.
Yeah, I know. It's tedious, you know. It's tedious right now.
How quickly could Carla turn that around for you?
You mean get the tickets here in front of me?
Yeah.
Hey, Carla, come here for a minute.
Safely in the Volvo.
Yeah, in the Volvo. With turn signals and seatbelt buckled. Is she in the house?
All right, so Oscar's conjuring and trying to make
conjuring
a deal.
I'm Oscar's, sure, Carla, you look great, by Oscar's, the way. Hi,
Carla.
Hi.
Oscar's making all sorts of weird offers about buying into his lottery tickets. He says he's got $100 worth of lottery
How
tickets.
How much are they each?
$220s and $230s.
Okay.
$220s and $230s.
$100 worth of possible
wins. And he wants how much
There's
you
$15
want?
Million dollars max on the line.
Okay. That's a lot of money.
And it'll probably hit.
Life-changing money.
I propose that we split it. 30, what is it, Rob? 33,
33? 33 each, yeah.
Yeah.
That each, and then we all share whatever wins.
Yeah, but look,
Oscar doesn't want to do that because he's being dicky. And Oscar wants
I made you an offer. You should explain the offer to
his her. His offer was, what's your offer again?
My offer is that Mike or Rob buy in just one of them, not both of them.
Right.
One of them for $200. If we win $200, they get paid back first, and then they get 20% of any other winnings.
What? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I never went as high as 200.
That was my offer to you.
Too much money for that. And then it came up, as Rob brought up, then you could go run over to the store.
Which I will.
Which
you want to?
Yeah.
Well, you two are a good match, you know?
$100, $100.
Okay, I think the deal should be, how about you get a ticket, Rob gets a ticket, Mike gets a ticket, and then give the interns a ticket, and then whoever wins.
Yep.
All right, how about this?
But I bought them.
Here, we got Maddie and Pony, right?
But yes. You bought them?
Hold on, I got a new offer.
I bought them last night.
I have a new offer.
Hammered in Fairfax at 7-Eleven. I got a new offer, Rob.
All right, I'm all yours.
25 for you, 25 for me, 25 for Oscar, and I will pony up another 25 for Maddie and
Pony
and Pony.
So they get 12.5%
tough for now, that to come out of my
now
mouth.
Now you're conjuring because it's the same offer just with different numbers.
It's not the same offer because we're bringing two other people in.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't want that many partners. Too many cooks in the kitchen. Things get messy, man. You know that.
But if it's a $15 million hit, everybody's a big winner in the casino. What did he say?
He said too many cooks in the kitchen gets messy. I said, tell me about it. There is f***ing vegetable oil everywhere.
Okay.
So
I think that would be, then everybody in the room
has a vested interest
and has skin in the game.
Carla. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you have an offer for me?
For his $100 worth of lottery tickets.
So get in for 20%.
I don't know. I need time to think about this.
You know what? You've been the sweetest out of everybody in the room about this.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to give you 30%.
Hey!
For $100.
Why don't you just go buy $100 worth of scratch-offs right now?
I'm negotiating with your wife.
Why don't we do it that way?
Oh, dear.
Please, calm down.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not running out.
Yeah, go out.
It's too cold.
How cold is it today? It's 60 degrees.
No, it was like
60 degrees. It's not too cold.
Carla,
hey, I'm not leaving now.
You shouldn't have
if
to go.
If my refrigerator was as cold as your weather, I'd call a repairman. That's how
you're
cold
not
it is outside.
30%.
Why no. can't I?
No, because that's not. No, then you're helping.
Then you're helping. Peanuts.
Okay.
Just let's go get our. Let's do it on our own.
We'll just do it on our own.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get our own 100.
You want to run out and get them? You want to run out and get them? And then you're on your own. I'll only send her out and do that if you're going to scratch them yourself.
Okay. Fine.
I'd rather split it with you, though.
I offered to negotiate with your wife. You cut her off at the knees, and now you're asking her to go do your dirty work.
You want to have your entire risk cost defrayed with 30%. No, that's a crap offer. Rob, don't you think that's a crap offer?
Actually, it's not as bad as you think because you are closer to breaking even than he is on that bet.
You get paid back first.
What you hate, and I think getting inside your head, what you hate is the notion of the big score and getting 20% instead of 50% or 33%.
Yeah, sure. And your offer is what with the 30% for Carla?
Just for Carla now. This goes to her name.
Her name's on the paperwork.
Yes.
So how would
30%
for how much?
For $100.
So that is to say, Carla, if you were to give him $100, no whispering, please. If you were to give him $100, he would scratch them all. The first $100 of winnings goes back to you. And then after that, 30% of all winnings goes to you.
I'd take that offer.
And those dollars, this is the caveat, goes into a trust fund for little Michael.
We'd administer the trust fund. We could work around that. That would be
Mike!
Because Mike,
I'd say it's a good offer.
We'll take the deal.
We'll take the deal.
All right.
Yes! Let's get scratching.
All right. Let's start scratching.
All right. All right. All right. All right.
Here we go. I'm going to start with the $5 million guy.
Okay. What's the name of the game?
It's 50X the money.
50X, also my shirt size.
And you see.
I just said go back to the kitchen.
Carla, you're not wearing shoes.
Can you get Carla to come back for 2 seconds?
Carla, Oscar wants you back for 2 seconds.
Stop the music.
Again, this is a great video day for you.
It is a great video
bonus
day.
Show subscribers. What does her shirt say?
Victoria Sport.
Ah.
Victory.
Ah, victory. Could
Big
be the
winner.
Day.
Big winner.
I'm just, you know, it's cold outside.
All right. So, and now, if he doesn't win anything, we're out $100, and he's not.
Mm-hmm. He's smart.
And then I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, I'll be pissed with you, too.
Right.
Yeah, but let's think about little Michael. My godson, your son.
Will you sell 30% of your winnings for $50?
By the way, if you hear me go, Carla! Then something good happened. Otherwise, forget it. All right, if you hear me go, then you'll know nothing happened. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
And hello. It's the best of the Mike O'Mara Show, the last episode of Mike O'Mara Show content for the calendar year of 2023. I'm Rob Spiewak. I'm hosting. I selected all the segments. I know you're enjoying them because I enjoyed them as I selected them. Let's finish up the lottery scratch-off saga. I believe we actually scratch in this segment. and the suspense is killing me. Or maybe it's another health issue. I don't know. But in any way, I'm very invested at this point. So check out this lottery fun and perhaps a PSA that gambling is good? Gambling is bad. I don't know. Fill in the blank and listen to the best of the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, here we
now,
go.
Now, this game is set up.
Do you know how to, by the way, turn that off.
Can we do like a Viva Las Vegas or something?
Viva Las Vegas.
No, please. How about nothing? Excuse me. We're doing scratchers. I need concentration here.
Focus.
The music. Whoa! Okay.
Let me see the one card you're not scratching so I can review the rules. All right.
I'll start scratching.
All right. Very good.
You know, I'm sitting there and I really want to concentrate and I want to just get everything figured out. And, you know, Rob's like doing this. So he's like, hello.
Mike? And you, Mike, right. This is all being taped both on video and audio.
What will happen is there are four winning numbers at the top of the card. Reveal your winning numbers, and then you can match up to 20 times, which I'm sure will happen.
All right.
So I'm starting to scratch.
What are your numbers, your winning numbers?
My winning numbers are 6, 48, 43, and 3.
6,
all right, hold
48.
On. Let me write them down. Hold on.
6, 48, what? Right
6, 48, 43, and 3.
Okay. 6,
48, 43,
and 3.
Okay.
All right. All right. Now start scratching.
Can we get the music?
What's the first number?
The first number is 8.
Not a winner. Sorry, buddy.
The next number is 42.
Not a winner.
And that's close to 43. That means you're not going to get a winner on the entire card.
The next number.
Wow.
Because that's usually the way they work. If you get one that's right next to
okay,
one.
Okay, Jimmy Cerrito.
I'm sorry. Man. I'm sorry, God. But that's the way. I've done more scratchers than either one of you.
That's
so
true,
I know
but you're fatalist right. about it.
I am. Well, it's because it's a
How
bet.
How about this?
All right, what? And don't unearth the prize until
I've only got the 3 here.
Uh-huh. All right, very good.
At this point, I'm willing to give you an out on the whole bet, Carla.
What is the out?
He doesn't have to pay anything. I can just go alone. I'd be so negative about it.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll take it.
Well, you're out?
So the bet, you're speaking for your wife. You're completely out.
Yes. Yes, I'm out.
Of the entire bet.
I'm out.
Can I buy the bet?
No, you're out. This is going to get weird if something happens. Holy I'm nervous now, because if I win, I actually lose.
I don't want to be out. Keep going. Keep going. I want my 30%.
It's Little Michaels.
Yes, Little Michaels. We'll go with that.
The next number is 7.
Not a winner.
See, that's right next to 6. See?
Next number is 28.
Ah.
No.
33.
Nope.
46.
That's very close.
They're so close. 27.
27,
no,
not
nothing,
a winner.
Nothing. 49.
The numbers we're looking for, 6, 48, 43, and 3.
40.
No.
17.
No.
17.
No. 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 No.
47
no.
again. Oh,
no.
247.
14.
No.
Oh, my God. 16.
No.
No, no. 4.
Oh, so close. Right between 3 and 6.
So close. We've got 9.
9. Upside down.
21.
21.
No.
21.
No.
45.
No.
Right.
45.
And 18.
Hey, get that.
45, Rob.
anyway, it's a little joke.
I look like Elvis.
All right, very good.
All right, that guy's dead to us.
All right, that was $20 in, woo! No return.
Mm. By the way, don't ever throw them away. Always check them.
Yeah.
Yes, and don't forget the second chance.
Yeah. All right, let me get these numbers out of the way. We need the next series of numbers.
Lucky numbers.
We go to 4 cards.
Wait, up to $5 million again on this card.
All right,
very good. What are
the
numbers?
The winning numbers are 18.
18.
22.
22.
34.
34.
And
47. 47. Oh! Now, I want you to know 22 is one of my favorite gambling numbers, so I feel good about
that. The first number is 27, not a match.
No.
And
45.
And
6.
And
43.
And
oh my God, 12.
12, it doesn't. And
11.
The Rebum.
8.
8.
And
2.
And
29.
And
25.
And
21.
Wonderful.
Okay, number 21, 36.
And
37.
And
they're so close.
They're very close.
24.
No. Damn it.
30.
No.
3.
No.
3.
13.
Lucky no. 13.
48.
No.
48. Oh, 23.
No.
Oh, this is the last
card. The last one on the card.
18.
18's the winner.
Oh! Holy winner.
How much will this be worth?
What?
How much will this be worth?
How much was the scratcher?
Scratcher was worth $20.
This will be worth $10. How much is it?
$40.
$40. I get $40 back. Yep. I'm happy about that. That's good. That's a $60 commitment. That's wonderful. Excellent. I like that.
$40.
Very happy about
all right.
that.
So you would have doubled your money had you just bought that card.
Yes, but I gambled.
You gambled. Now let me see the other one so we can get the rules on this. I bet it plays the same. Mike, this is extreme.
I'm very happy we had at least one winner. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the $60 being gone.
Tony, what's going on?
Yeah, this is the $30 card, right?
Yes, this is the $30 card.
Odds are higher.
It is called Extreme Millions.
The odds are better. Yeah, the odds are better.
If you reveal two identical symbols, you win $200 instantly thanks to the $200 bonus box. But it's the same way. It's winning numbers versus matching the regular numbers. But this is more. It looks like you have 10 winning numbers.
If we won $200, I would get $60 out of that.
Well, no, it would be a total of $240. So of that, you would get 100 back, which leaves 140, and you would get 30% of 140, which would be an additional $42.
I love when Rob does math. Like
it's the best math ever, right?
All right, we're ready to play the next one. Let's do it.
All right. Okay, so.
By the way, there will be people giving a shit about doing a bonus show of scratch-offs, but I think we've made this the most entertaining form of gambling. We might have to do it every month.
Mike, I do believe there's a small tangent of our audience that is having a great time.
I know.
At this point,
yes.
Like Deal or No Deal,
yes.
Do you want to walk away now?
No, I'm in. I'm all in now. All right, now the fun part. All right, this is when the fun begins. I'm ready. All right. Ready, Freddy.
These are the winning numbers.
I hold in my hand the winning numbers.
The winning numbers are 30.
Yes.
30.
11.
11.
Uh-huh.
19.
And then 19.
1.
1.
33.
33.
38.
Favorite number.
17.
How many numbers
46.
Are there?
46.
35.
45.
Wait. How many numbers do you get?
I told you there's 10 winning numbers on this.
Oh, yeah. All right. Start again. Give me. I got to get a longer thing. I do them.
I got to get a longer thing. Strip of adding machine tape.
It's 30, 11, 19, 1, 33, 38, 17, 46.
46.
35.
And 25.
All right, I'm ready.
And, you know
and by the way, if you get a winner right at the beginning, you wait till the end to find out what the prizes are.
Of course.
That's the way you do it.
I'm a broadcaster.
Thank you very much. Thank you. No,
somebody listening to the show might question that.
I wasn't thinking about broadcasting. I was thinking about the way I do it at home.
Your method? Very good. Procedures, Maddie. Procedures.
Moving on. Very good. First number is 7.
Oh, no.
Second number is 9.
No.
No.
28.
No.
34.
No.
No.
18.
No.
Very close.
8.
No.
No.
12.
No.
No.
48.
No.
23.
No.
42.
No.
41.
No.
20.
No.
32.
No.
No.
They're all one away. That's 39. The way they get.
But, Mike, remember, on the last card, it was the last number that hit.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
22.
Bonte de.
47.
No.
No.
36.
No.
27.
All one away. Nope. There's not going to be a winner on this. No.
26.
No.
No.
24.
Nope. No.
37.
Nope.
49.
No.
21.
No.
29.
No.
2.
Two.
God damn it.
15.
15.
Shit card.
45.
All those numbers.
And the last number is 4.
Oh.
Crap.
What about your bonus box?
Up here?
Yeah.
At the top, the bonus box is, I'm scratching $200. This is reveal two identical symbols and win $200 instantly.
Because didn't you have two 21s?
No, it's the symbols within the box.
Oh, within the box. Yes. Oh, sorry.
These symbols are not identical.
Are they close?
So that is a dud.
If they're close, we can maybe get $5 or $6.
All right, last chance or I'm out 60 big ones.
Mike, but you're up 40.
Oscar's out 40.
Mike, are you willing to forego the bet now for this last
card?
He's
awfully fluid with his offers.
One card I'm betting on here.
No. The 40's off. The 40 goes back to the house. Like, yes.
The 40 goes
back to the house. You're betting it all on this card.
No. Let's dance with the one that brought me. Let's let it ride.
I like where your head's at.
All right. Very cool.
All right. Very good.
All right. The winning numbers on this card. Let's pay attention.
Right. Please.
The following. We've got 1.
Great number.
9.
That's the same as the last time. 9.
4. 15. 35. 48. 40. 23, 19, and 47.
47. All right.
All right.
I feel good about this card.
Oddly, I do too.
Yep, I really do.
Are you ready?
Go. I'm ready.
I feel like I'm using my card counter voice. Card counter. 3. All right. 2.
That's the first number.
1.
No, he's doing a countdown because he's a jackass.
Oh, don't do a fucking count. That's so dumb.
That's so dumb.
14 is our first number.
Oh,
28.
Oh,
22.
Oh,
f-
me.
39.
Oh,
shit. 46. Oh, no. Yeah,
they're all there. It's another one of the cards with the one away.
8.
No.
34.
No, we're done.
41.
Yeah.
49. 18.
No.
43.
All one away. See them all one away, Rob?
Yeah.
42.
But they're not targeting you. It's 11. Just the way it works. No,
but that's the way it works
26,
when they're one away. No.
45.
Nothing on this card, guaranteed.
2. Yeah. 16. 38.
No.
3. 13. 25.
No.
24.
No.
31.
No.
7.
No.
17.
No.
20. 30. 27.
No.
21, and the last number before we go to our second chance.
Mike, do you want to buy out now?
Can I buy out now?
We're all in now, baby.
All right, there we go.
Is 36.
Not a you. Hey, but what about...
You made me late already.
Hey, bonus box. Hey,
second chance.
Bonus box.
All right.
Remember, reveal
2 identical symbols.
And win $200 instantly.
Instantly.
All right.
This would make you whole.
We have... 2 different symbols.
Oh, you
$60 will be coming your way. Oh, I didn't send you the checks yet, Rob.
Oh, put them in the same envelope.
Send the checks.
Please do that. But that way you can save a stamp.
Carla, can you come in and get checks and send them up to Podcast Village,
plus
please?
A personal check for $60, please.
Yes.
Plus a personal check to Oscar Santana for $60.
And 12 hard-boiled eggs.
We got screwed.
Oh, I screwed you guys. I gave you so many attempts to get out.
I know. We lost. You begged him.
Oh, we lost. Okay, so what I'll do is I will send the checks, but that's going to cost you $60.
Boy, that's good best of. It's Rob Spiewak along with you on this Friday. As we do a special Friday episode of Best Of, we don't normally post a Friday show, so this is our gift to you. And no, you cannot exchange it. You have to wear it. Before I get into the last segment, I wanted to tell you that we are back again on Monday with another episode of brand new hand-selected content. I will host it. And then on Tuesday, January 2nd, we will all be back live in studio. So make sure you join us on Monday, make sure you join us on Tuesday. And thank you for joining us today as Mike is getting some new broadcast equipment. This is back when Mike was also doing the show up in Maine. So again, as I mentioned in the beginning of the program, as far as new broadcast equipment and stuff like that, Mike is not horribly patient. Yes, let's say that. So please enjoy this portion of the Best of the Mike O'Mara Show, and we will see you next year. I never tire of that joke. Nobody does. It's the Best of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Big day in the studio. Oscar and I are going to do technical work together from afar.
This is fantastic. This is exciting. This is a big deal.
Yeah, we're blowing things up in here, and we're going to put them back together. So the show will not be on the air tomorrow.
Technically, we're leaving what you have in place. We're just going to set up your gear for Maine, technically.
I thought we were going to set it up for down here.
Well, you're leaving in a week, so we wouldn't destroy something.
No, I'm leaving
in a week.
I'm leaving. What is you with your generation, with you and Carla, that Carla says, we're leaving in 10 days? I said, no, we're not. We're leaving June 1st. She said, no, we're leaving in 10 days. I said,
June 1st is not even close.
I know. And it's just like when Oscar says,
I'm leaving in a week.
Do
they not have a calendar?
What's with these kids?
Get a calendar. That's a thing on the wall with numbers and boxes and maybe a picture of a cat.
Are you really leaving June 1st?
And by the way, if I'm going to do it up in Maine, I'll wait till I get up to Maine.
That's probably appropriate. Yes, that's probably appropriate considering the time you're about to leave. Yes, that would make sense.
Because you're leaving in four days, Mike.
I take all that back.
I just thought we were just going to dock and then show you a few tips and quirks.
Well, I got
and features.
It out of the box.
Yeah, yeah.
I got it.
Well, that's the first step.
I thought we were going to set my studio up.
It would not make sense for us to do that with such a short amount of time. We should do it in Maine as a big. I thought we were just going to show you how to use the actual equipment. Before you got to
sort of like a little baby test run.
Yes.
I took it out of the box. It's pretty easy. I could probably figure it out myself.
Is that how you've been thinking too?
No, it's that easy.
Have you been thinking outside of the box?
I looked at it this morning.
Yeah,
I looked at it this morning.
Been here the whole time.
I've been here the whole time. But it looks easy.
That's the beauty of it. It will be with us.
Can you hold it up? I'd like to see it.
No, it's in the back of the room.
It's back. Come on.
What's that?
It's heavy.
I have to get up and move the partition out of the way and then pick it up and bring it.
No, we don't want that.
I don't, you know, and then, but there are people out there going, yeah, show it. Nope. It's
Wait,
not that big of a deal.
I got it.
What?
Put it back in the box and then do an unboxing video.
Oh, mm-hmm. You become an influencer.
What? You know what? That is really not a good idea. No, I don't feel like doing that.
I don't want to do that.
Not gonna do that.
I'm not on the air.
You can't make me do that.
It's fine. Everything's just fine.
It's fine.
Everything.
You made a great point. If Carla says you're leaving in 10 days, it doesn't make sense for 10 days.
Yeah, but would it make
sense?
We're not leaving
in 10 days.
Hold on. Let me ask this: would it make sense for 17 days?
Thank you, Rob.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
that's more than 2 weeks.
Exactly, which is not next week.
My God.
Let me tell you, calendars, dude. When I opened this new piece of equipment, I said. Okay, this is pretty self-explanatory,
yes,
and I'm sure you guys felt the same way, but I'm sure you ran into a few things where you could help me through that aspect.
We can.
You are telling me I am telling you that you eliminate certain pieces of equipment, like a big, clunky audio board and big, clunky audio processor.
No more clunks.
So it's just basically our little zippy thing and our little board.
But the clunk with
computers.
The junk, because we're going modern.
Are you sincere about anything at all, ever?
I'm excited to have you with this new stuff. You're going to love
it. You're lying. You lie all the time.
You manufacture the fact that you think I'm lying when, in fact, that's a falsehood.
I think you are so complex and your
we're
true
also
feelings
need
are
the
so
headphone,
far from the surface.
The headphone amp, because you're going to have guests on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I have a smaller headphone amp I'm going to send you.
So I'm not really ready to go then.
Well, you're ready to. It would not. If we're going to talk about efficiency, and that's really what you want, Mike. You would not want to do that here. Go upstairs to a different setup in Maine, do it again, and then come back from Florida and do it again.
All right, that's what I'll do. So we're not working today. Do you have a meeting today or something?
No,
like
we can.
Do you have like a president you have to interview or something?
I got nothing.
Like that?
I got nothing. All right. Till noon.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, I'm just checking. I thought
The calendar is blocked off for you.
What we have works great.
Yes.
But I'm just going to put it all back in the box and then. Ship it up to Maine.
And then make a video in Maine.
Why did we ship it down? Well, of course, it was a month ago.
Yes.
Remember,
I was going to fly down. And you're like, I don't want
to
see your face.
And a month ago, when Carla said, we're going to Maine in 2 weeks.
So confusing.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.